Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you'll make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On school talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is school talk.
Oh, my goodness. Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School talk is in session. I'm cracking myself up. Zach, I had your headphones all the way up, and I kept asking you, could you hear? That thing was on 15. Why you tell me I'm blowing your ears out? I gained the wrong earphone. Oh, main line here, 244-9234, 249-234, 244-9234, and I need more coffee! Zach, you brought me coffee.
I did.
Why you do that? I'm already bouncing off the wall.
Well, coffee just helps.
I'm already off the chain. But no, seriously, hi, Zach, my producer. How you doing?
I'm doing
I got Zach and Zach in the studio, so I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm doing.
See? Zach is right there.
But she's writing on the board. Exactly. We got a new word for today. Exactly. E-X, apostrophe Z-A-C-H, apostrophe T-L-Y. Good morning, Protosa.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good.
I'm doing better now. I'm a wider woke girl. 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. You can fit in today because I got no callers coming in. My callers will call in October the 9th. Got a big show coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit stuff in this and things happening here at Ben Davis High School and around the world. This is the West Side, the best side, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9, home of the Giants. Speaking of Giants, what's going on with the little itty-bitty-bitty-bitty?
All right, jumping right into the big board, Ben Davis and Carmel tonight. That's football. I'm excited about that. Tonight here, woo! Friday, 7 p.m. is kickoff. Pregame is at 6 p.m. The homecoming dance is tomorrow, Saturday night, at Westlake Gardens. Tonight is the homecoming football game, so I'm excited about that.
Hey.
Inside Ben Davis football is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. live from Arby's. Ben Davis Lions Club.
Say that again, Lions Club. I'm just kidding.
Lions Club.
I'm asking Lions Club.
Breakfast October 3rd.
We'll do Lions
8
Club.
8 to 11 a.m. at Ben Davis University High
School. I'm at the Lions Club. Where you going? I'm going to Lions Club. What you doing tonight? I'm going to the Lions Club. What you going to do? I'm like, Lions, whatever.
You know? I'm going to see the Lions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
School Talk with Emerson every Friday, 7:30 to 8.
Thank you, Dr. Butch.
Yes.
And then replays every Sunday at 2 p.m.
Woo. And that was?
The Big Board.
Well, I got a Zach attack, a double Zach attack. I got my producer, Zach, and I got another Zach Harshman. I call him Dr. Harshman in the studio, Junior. And a sidekick helped me out this morning because I got stuff and things to talk about. This week, Ben Davis High School has been kind of busy. So yes. We're going to do a recap real quick between Zach and Zach. So y'all tell me what's been going on this week at Ben Davis High School. Zach?
Ben
Zach,
Davis. Zach. Well, this Zach week producer. We had the Homecoming Spirit Week.
Okay.
So we've been dressing up pretty much all week.
Okay.
And today is Purple Pride.
Purple Pride.
Yesterday was Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
And I know on our show Throwback Thursday with Jesse and me, we did we kicked a little bit of old school music.
All right.
So it was a pretty good show. And there's just been a lot of things about homecoming that have been going on. I know that there's a pep rally today during 10th period that the marching band
okay.
will be playing some show excerpts from their show. But we'll be there playing a little bit of music for them.
Cool.
We're just basically getting hype for tonight's football game.
Hey.
It's a rematch of state, so.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this game all season.
It should be the same result. We're going to win.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going. Zach Harshman, Dr. Harshman, Jr.?
Yeah.
Where are you going to college?
I'm trying for Ball State.
Ball State? Yeah. Hey, push the magic button for Ball State. We can do that. Yeah. Nice campus. A real. I know you've been up a couple of times. Check it out.
No.
Never? No. Oh, man. Got to catch a college tour and go up there and check it out.
I have a few friends up there, so I'm going up there for a weekend. So.
That's cool. Nice. It's a nice campus. Been there a couple of times with the students from BD TV and Giant 90.9 on J-Day at Ball State. Pretty cool. You witnessed or participated or had a chance to go to the Westside College Fair? Tell me more about that.
I was supposed to go, but I had banned.
Y'all banned people. Where your parents at? You know, something about banned kids and banned parents. I mean, y'all just always busy and banned. Can't do nothing up. Can't wash dishes because you got to go to band. Can't clean the room because you got to go to band. Can't do. I'm just kidding. What you playing the band?
Baritone.
Baritone? And Zach, my producer, plays?
Trumpet.
Y'all should do it. Y'all should bring some music in. I bring my saxophone that I don't have anymore.
Hey,
I will play a saxophone.
No, boy, my saxophone sound like a train wreck. Talk about wearing headphones. You be wearing earplugs and your headphones and a big pillow hiding from my sound, man, I tell you. But the college fair, what's your Ben Davis High School?
I got the chance to be there with Sean Brown.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. And we got a chance to interview a few colleges. I know a little.
Oh, you wanted to go somewhere else. Did you change your mind now? What college you want to go to based on that college fair? Or are you still stuck?
I got a chance to get a little bit more information about a few other colleges that are available. Mm-hmm. I talked about I know there's the National Guard, the Navy that I got a chance to look into. But I was talking to my parents last night, and they were talking about I would go to the Marines. If that was an option for me, and they support it.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
So I got a lot of information on that.
Good.
So it helped.
That's awesome. Speaking of college on a sad note, my heart, a big time, goes out to the folks out there in Roseburg, Oregon. You guys know in the news, a single gunman, went on that campus and hurt some people and killed some people on that campus out there in the community college out there in Roseburg, Oregon. My heart goes out to that family and the whole community. And that is just sad.
That is.
That is sad. You know, you think about our campuses all over the United States of America and our young people trying to get education so they can have a better tomorrow. And it's so vital nowadays that you get some type of secondary education after high school. High school is just not enough. Back in the day when I was younger, you can get a job out of high school working in a factory somewhere, in the car industry, or in the textile mills, or in the steel mills. But you know those things aren't there anymore. So you really need to get that secondary education, whether it's a trade school or college. And it's a shame that so many of our colleges. Certain individuals feel like you know they need to express themselves in that way, and it's really sad when the president of the United States stands there, and I'm going to quote him. He said, President Barack Obama. I'm going to quote him. He said, "I hope and pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president to offer my condolences to families in these circumstances." He said, "But based on my experiences as president, I can't guarantee that, and that's terrible to say." But it can change. End quote. That is a terrible thing to say.
That is.
And that is sad that our society has gotten to that point. Now, you young folks listen to them here in the high school and out there in the radio world and young adults and parents, you know, you are the future now and you can make the future better. And like you say, you know, sometimes things just don't go your way.
It does.
You know,
yeah.
and like I said, we got to look out for each other, y'all. I mean, they're students. If a student is going through something, y'all got to say something, even here in the high school level.
Yep.
You got to say something.
Absolutely.
Y'all know, and y'all speaking like I'm from the South, but y'all know y'all better than we know y'all. So you know your friends, you know, and the folks you hang with, you know.
Yeah, for the past couple of years, I've actually been helping students and just anyone who needs it. I went through depression at a young age.
There you go.
So in the past, like, 5 years, I've helped about 20 kids come out of it.
That's huge.
So, and I still help a bunch today.
High five. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. You got to. You know, you got to, and like, you got to put, okay, you got to put on your big boy pants. All
right. Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're playing sports, you know, coach, you got to show up. You got to show up. And sometimes we got to show up in life around our friends and our family and put our big boy pants on, you know. And you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did that, Zach. I'm glad you do that. Because people go through stuff. Wait a minute. We're all going through stuff.
Yeah.
Just different stuff.
I mean, we go through things pretty much every day. I mean.
Yeah.
What I've always seen and what I've always known is that kids these days, you know, they act a certain way because of what their parents treat them.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's part of it.
If they don't get... You know, if they don't get loved by a certain way, they have to take it out on innocent kids.
Yeah,
like,
they shouldn't do that.
Yeah, and it's at a point where things have now, kids these days who have been getting messed with are taking things in their own action. And that ends with, you know.
Disastrous results.
Yeah.
Another thing that worries me about what I read about that story is the role that video games play.
Yes.
His accuracy, when it came to his marksmanship, came from a video game.
Yeah.
That's scary. Mm. You know, from something that we see as enjoyment to a certain degree, I guess, you know, you see the games as a way of enjoyment that someone can twist that and use that for evil. And that is sad. You know, when we shouldn't take our freedom for granted, but I guess maybe we do to a certain degree. I love America, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, you know, the land of free and the brave, and where you can grow up to be president of the United States, you know. I remember Julia Carson, when she came here to our show back in, I think, 2002, and she was here along with the other candidates running for Congress, and she's from Hallville. And it was nice to have her here, letting you know that it's not where you're from. It's, you know, it's important where you want to go.
Right.
You know, and she went all the way to Washington, D.C., representing District 7 in Congress. So it's not, you know, where you're from. It's where you want to go. And it's so cool that when you use the tools that you learn for the best. And it's just sad that folks had the tendency to go ahead and use what we consider to be nice and fun and juicy for evil, and it just messes everything up, and it makes me mad. Sometimes I miss being a police officer.
Yeah,
you know, because knuckleheads sometimes they just need to be locked up. Yeah, so you got to go ahead and push a little bit of that.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone. Oh, we thought we had a little bit of that interview we had when she came in there, because it was kind of cool, and because I was always talked about. When she came to our radio station, because, you know, in a little segue, we got, and like, we always get what I call the muckety mucks to come to our station to show us, to talk to us about their past and talk to us about things that they've gone through. And so this is some things that she said when she was here in the radio station.
On School Talk with Emerson.
And my mama always told me, she said, all right, boy, ladies always go first. So I can't help it. I got to stick with it. It's a purple proud. A School Talk welcome to the Congresswoman, Julia Carson. Welcome to School Talk.
Well, I am very happy to be here and would extend my heartfelt greetings of the morning to all of the students in Ben Davis High School. This is not my first time at the rodeo. I've been here before. And love the school, but you got to stop making it bigger. Every time I come, it gets bigger and bigger. Kids are born very innocent people. They don't choose their parents, they don't choose their homes, they don't choose their neighborhoods. But as kids grow up, they begin to emulate what it is that they see and repeat what it is that they hear. And I think it's up to the environment in which they come up that provides the perimeters for an opportunity to dream.
School Talk. Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Replays on Sundays at 2 p.m. on Giant 90.9.
That was back in 2002, if I ain't mistaken. And the key word there, emulate what you see and repeat what you hear. Emulate what you see and repeat what you hear. If you only see evil and only hear negative stuff and you repeating that, that's just terrible.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned something about, you know, parents emulating their parents. I mean, kids emulating their parents, yeah, only doing what the parents say. And that's back in 2002 she said that. She's gone on to heaven, you know, but we're down on earth still dealing with this stuff. So I don't know how I got on this, but but it happens when you get one smorgasbord sometimes.
In my English class, you know, about a month ago now, we had to do a project over one of about 14 options, and I did school shootings.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've actually seen a lot of people glorify them in a way, yeah, like they try and make them a lot less than what they actually are,
mm-hmm,
I stated that, and I made my class completely silent when, yeah, it's usually a class that, in a sense, never shuts up.
Yeah.
So I think bringing to light that subject is a lot more than what people want to think it is. Yeah. So,
well, I think that's how we were when we talked about suicide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the stigma was, if you talk about suicide, folks gonna want to do it. And that's not true. And it's been proven it's not true. It's when you talk about it, it's you start preventing it.
Because, right,
folks now know they can talk about it. They can talk about their problems with their friends and family and get it off of their chest and then find some help and go on and have a glorious life. But the problem is, you know, when you keep it to yourself and think nobody cares, and then you find out, you know, when you open up, hey, a lot of people love me. I'm pretty cool. Hey, I'm not perfect, but hey, I got some buddies out here, and that feels good when you got somebody you can confide in.
Yeah.
And one or two or three or four, you know. But so that's why it is very important, like you said, you know, parents to teach their children correctly and to make sure the children are gathering in the right data. Because our brains are like a computer. We suck in this stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like, there's a term in computer programming called giggle, garbage in, garbage out. You know, and it's, well, anyway, my hat goes off to the families out there in Oregon, and it's just so sad. And to think of now, to bring it back home and to talk about what we're talking about, when I talk about, I got a term I call muckety mucks, and it's in the dictionary. Very important people. Julie Carson, she was one. We got Mr. Chuck Brewer lined up to come on the show,
yeah,
October 9th. He's running for mayor of here of Indianapolis, Indiana. Now, he's agreed to call in. Now, we're also trying to get Mr. Joe Hogsett, who's running for mayor, to also pick a date to come in and get behind the microphone and share some information about his education plans between both of them. Because I don't know what neither one of them talk. Well, you know, I don't know what their thoughts are as it pertains to high school education, college education, education here in Indianapolis. And I think we need to know.
Yeah.
We've had two mayors, Mayor Peterson and Mayor Ballard. They've appeared on School Talk a number of times. And actually, the cool part about Mayor Ballard, when he was running to be the mayor, he wasn't the mayor yet. He came on School Talk without an entourage. It was just him. And he came on the show while he was still running for mayor all by himself. It was really cool. And then a night before, the polls showed him in the lead of Mayor Bart Peterson. And Channel 13 showed up. And Channel 13 recorded part of the students here during the show. And so Channel 13 ran a lead story, and guess that Giant 90.9 BDTV was on the lead story.
Nice.
that was pretty cool when you bring the real world out to the school. But we got Mr. Chuck Brewer. I'm going to call him on October 9th. Now we're trying to get Mr. Joe Hogsett. So any of y'all listening out there got access to Mr. I'm calling him out.
Calling out Hogsett.
Calling him out. You know. Anyway, education is on my mind. And when you know, both those men are running for mayor, so I want to know what they want to do as far as education. Now, so I'm like Ollie calling out Joe Frazier. You know, come on, I want you in the studio. Come on, I want you here. You know, so anyway, in a nice way, come on and be in there. Be in the studio. I want him in the studio so the students can ask questions. Because y'all got questions.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all want to know why this man wants to be mayor. Y'all want to know what he wants to do as far as education in Marion County. Because all the mayors have something to do with education, you know, here in the city. They play a big role in charter schools. I mean, because, you know, the mayor has the ability to create charter schools. So I want to know what they are. So I went onto the website and looked at their information. And they got pages and pages and pages of what they want to do as far as education is concerned. But I want them to tell y'all. I want y'all to ask them.
Firsthand.
They don't hear it from the horse's mouth. You know? I call him a horse, but no, I didn't call you guys horses. But I want to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want them to tell us, you know. I went to Joe Hodges' website and read some of his stuff. And, you know, it's pretty cool. But I want him to tell us what it all means, you know, because he believes in certain things. And I want him to tell us what he believes in. And because I know one thing about education. When you're buying a house, you want the community to have a real good education system. How long you got? You live where? Zach. Producer Zach. Where you live at?
I live 7165 Moon Court.
Okay, so. But you live in Marion County or
Marion County?
Marion County. And Zach?
Hendricks County.
Hendricks County. Okay. Now, have you heard ever heard anybody in your county or in your circle talk about why they're moving or when they're moving or before they move about, okay, is it a good school system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know Brownsburg, we have all our elementary schools are 4-star except one.
Yeah.
And high school's 4 and both the middle schools are 4.
Yeah. So therefore, people who are moving from city to city want to know, is it a good school district? Now, the mayor has a big role to play as it pertains to education in Marion County. So I want to know what these guys, I'm calling you out. I know we got Chuck Brewer calling in. I want him in the studio, too, but he said calling in. I couldn't get him to come. He said he's calling in October the 9th. Yeah, I said it. He's calling in, but call him out on Twitter. October 30th? Yeah, call him out. He'll be calling out Joe Hogshead on Twitter. To be here in the studio October 30th, day after my birthday.
Day after his birthday. How about that?
Day after my birthday. No, because, you know, according to Mr. Hogsett's website, and it's under education, he said, Joe Hogsett believes that every family in Indianapolis deserves to have a high-quality school in their neighborhood. I agree with that.
I absolutely do.
I agree. All right, then he says, every child deserves the opportunity to receive a world-class education.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Okay. Then he says, Joe will work closely with every school district in the city to lift up our struggling schools while supporting and learning the examples set by schools that are excelling. Ben Davis is excelling.
Yeah.
We're a good example. I mean, look at our graduation rate last year. It's going to be all off the roof this year.
What was graduation rate last year?
98-some. Mr. Easter knows the numbers. He's probably digging it up right now. Then he says, Mr. Joe Hoxett says, he believes we have to have a responsibility to give our children every opportunity to succeed.
I agree.
So he's on the road. Then he says, Joe will work to expand access to high-quality pre-K programs. We believe in that. What we got here? Got a date for me? Wait, you got something? Give me that ring.
Chuck Brewer responded to you on Twitter. Said his education plan is on his website.
Okay, he got one. All right. Okay. All right. Let's see there.
Let's look at it.
Let's look at it. All right.
They are listening.
Okay. All right. Chuck Brewer's education plan. One. Here we go. I'm a quote. One of the issues that impacts all 4 areas of neighborhoods: opportunity, public safety, livability. It's education. Chuck said that. So, all right. Chuck says, and I quote, a great school can serve as the foundation of a neighborhood. I agree with that.
That's good.
And that's true.
That's good.
I mean, I used to sell real estate. And one thing my clients wanted to know was, how's the school system? You know, okay, I quote Chuck Simone off his website. A great education creates opportunities for young people who may otherwise turn to the life of crime. Hey, push the magic button. I know something about that. Push that, push it, push it, push it! Because I'll tell you why. Now, that is so true.
That is very
that is,
true.
That is so true. I mean, because it's idle mind is a playground for the devil. If you're not in the classroom when you're supposed to be, you're out doing something you ain't supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
I spent 6 years as an NSA trooper putting locking up knuckleheads. I'm tired. I got tired of locking up knuckleheads. They should be in the classroom. And when you're not, that is so true. All right, let me go back, read some more. It said, and great schools make our city a better place to live by helping attract and retain businesses and residents. And that is so true. But most importantly, and I quote, education is the number one factor in determining the success of a child. Now, that is the magic button. Now, I'm reading from the website, y'all. I'm reading from Mr. Brewer and Mr. Hawks' website. But I want to hear it from them. I want to hear it from their horse's mouth. Now, I'm about I'll say this about education. And I know the power of a college degree. You know why is that?
Why?
You know why is that?
I think I know why.
Tell me why is that.
It is basically you get a college degree, you are able to do whatever you set your mind on.
That's true, too. All right, Zach Harshman. Why do I know the power of a college degree?
Because you don't have one.
You get pie five, push them. And that is so true. That is so true. I mean, I've been hit on Twitter left and right about going back to college, and I'm looking into that. But, you know, you got to have some secondary education on your resume. You know, you just can't stop at high school. The days of those kind of, Google the ones that are millionaires that just have a high school education. You'll see it's a very short list of high school graduates.
The founder of Apple.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, very, very short. So you got to have that education. And our mayors, you know, they play a vital role. They're the leaders of the city, of the free world, as we know it, Marion County. They are the leaders. So I want to know, I want to hear from them. We have listeners as far as Florida. You can't vote, though, but you can listen.
You can listen.
But you can listen because you went down on vacation. You can listen.
Hey, and if you know people up, you can give us your opinion.
Yeah, you got to.
Hey, absolutely.
So education is what we want to talk about. And so these men got them on their website. And I want them to come in and talk to us. We got Mr. Chuck Brewer to come in, call our airways on October the 9th. And Mr. Hogsett, you've been called out for October the 30th. Shoot, I wish I had them both in the studio at the same time. Well, if I had them both at the same time, I would have this place full of students, and I'll just be a forum, huh. You know, be a forum of our young folks asking the most important questions because our young people are so smart. So, but anyway, gosh, it's already 8:00.
Yeah. Time flies.
Oh man, I'll say one thing: our young people are our future. We got to invest in them. Ben Davis does an awesome job investing in our young people. The city of Indianapolis has a history of having young folks involved, already from the mayor's office. Both offices had a mayor's task force a youth task force or something like that where young folks were involved. So we had a history in our city of having young folks involved with city government. So I hope that continues with these next two gentlemen, keeping young people involved. So October 9th, we got Chuck Brewer working on Mr. Joe Hogsett. Education is our conversation. Education is the key to the future. Education, got to get y'all back to class, so push the button. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I saw a billboard down there and it's sagging your pants. You're sagging the mind. You're sagging the... Just pull them up. Just... I can't stand it. I hate the words in a young man's an old man. I saw him again. Old man walking down the street, bald head, old man walking with the dog, and he's sogging. And he's sagging. It's amazing. I mean, if I can hit him with my car, it's not like you can't do that. So I just say, pull your pants up, man. It drives me crazy. The fuse is best in school time. Now, that's the fuse in the Wayne Township, Giant 90.9, or WBDG. They're my views and views of my listeners. Until next week, we have Chuck Brewer on October 9th. But until then, see you next time on School Talk.